Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. It is very normal throughout one's life to have moments of doubt in regards to our faith in God. And in fact, those moments, when we work through them, in the long run, tend to make our faith stronger. Because when we face a moment of struggle or doubt, we work a little harder at trying to find God's presence. And when we do, those moments, those little epiphanies, are moments we can hold on to for the rest of our lives as reminders that God is with us. And even if we don't have doubts about the very existence of God, it is also common to think, well, God exists, but really doesn't enter into my life very often. I don't see a lot of evidence. Well, quite a few years ago, a wise and spiritual person once gave me an insight that allows me to get through those kind of moments a lot quicker. And it has to do with scripture readings like we just heard today. If you listened closely, both to the letter of John, but in particular the gospel, the word love is used a lot. And in fact, the gospel I just proclaimed, I think I've used it more weddings than any other, because you give couples a chance to pick their scripture readings, and I'm pretty sure they print it out on paper, cut out the word love, and weigh it. And whatever one says love more for a wedding, that's the one they want. So this one tends to be. But the thing is, and we've all heard this phrase, God is love. In fact, if I would have just went, God is, and you fill in the blank, most of you would have said, love. But I want to argue that the inverse is also true. Love is God. And I don't mean the kind of love that is conditional, the love that is selfish, the love that is worried more about me than about the one I'm loving. I mean the love that is so selfless that it's willing to sacrifice for the other. I mean the kind of love that holds the other so close in the heart that when that relationship can no longer exist, sometimes because of death, that it's almost unbearable. That's the kind of love I'm talking about. And when we have an experience of that kind of unconditional love, guess what? That is real, tangible, visible evidence of God. In fact, it actually is God. And you all know what I'm talking about. Sometimes, and this day is a prime example to remember that, it's in the love we receive from our mothers. In fact, today would have been my mother's 96th birthday. And the powerful part of that, and the one that I always hung on to, was it was so close to Mother's Day, I could get away with one card. It was wonderful. But the love she showed me was very much unconditional. And the reason I know that is because 99% of the time I'm not very lovable. And she still was always there for me. But it's also the love that many of you experience in your spouse or in your children. It's the love we all experience in our closest friends who we know, no matter what we do, are going to still be there for us. And each one of those examples gives us that real, tangible experience of God. And we don't need to even look very far. So if you get yourself in one of those ruts where you're starting to doubt, just look real close. Look at those people you've surrounded yourself with. Look at your friends, look at your family. And learn to recognize that it's in them that you can see the true God.